All right, can you hear me now? I was not muted.
Yeah.
I had to give myself priority speaker, apparently, because unmuting didn't work. All right, so now I get to say this whole thing over a second time. Fantastic start. As you can see, I am very good at this. All right. Let's try again, guys. Thank you for being here. Also, thanks for our allies that have shown up. I know a bunch of you were invited to listen. So clearly, this is not the discussion I wanted to have this weekend. Nobody wants to talk about this stuff. It's not fun. And this is a video game. So we're going to do what we have to do, though. So I'm also not going to rehash every single thing that's gone on over the past week because there's a lot of it. And I'd rather focus on the things that I think are important for the Alliance. So let's talk about the current Alliance situation. So right now, XTTC holds the Alliance executive position in DJs. I hold Goonwafa, and that is going to be how it is for at least the next week. So we're going to give a week to fix some things, let some of this controversy die down, some of which is, just frankly people making a big scene. And then we are going to go through and elect a permanent representative. And when I say elect, I mean a few of us are going to talk and we're going to pick one. So that's the plan for next week. We may push that back one more week, if we don't feel we're ready for it. No, it's not democracy. That was a bad word on my part. A few of us are going to say who's going to do this really shitty job, and one of us is going to have to do it because that's how it works. Because yeah, this job is not fun. Even having it for 2 days, it sucks. So that's the current alliance situation. As far as ongoing stuff with the alliance, there are no changes to existing alliance deals, our politics, our standings. None of that stuff is going to change. It is staying exactly the same. A lot of it was, if you didn't know how Mittens ruled stuff, it was pretty much he did what a lot of other people told him to do for certain topics. He was very good at accepting that. So a lot of what's going on is the stuff that we've already decided anyway. There is no change there. So to our allies that are still here with us, thank you. We appreciate your support. I know that it has been a rough week because you're getting involved in this and you had nothing to do with it. I'm sorry about that. To our enemies that are, apparently cowering every time we send out fleets in the east, you might want to show up to a fight every once in a while. If you think you're going to attack Delve, please attack Delve and give me an external target to focus on right now. Please. Please, I'm begging you. That won't happen, so we'll have to keep going along with the East and bulldozing your space. Thanks. This has come up a couple times, so we'll talk about it. No, we're not unbanning people. We're not going to empty the jail because you were banned while Mitanni was CEO. None of that's going to change. Some other changes to org structure. This is some minor stuff that's going to go on. The biggest one for me personally is rebuilding Goonwafa so that it is an actual member corp and not a holding corp for all the alliances, logistics, and standings and much other crap that gets piled in there, while all the members get treated as a second idea. You're a second class citizen if you're a Goonwafa member right now because you have no leadership. You have never had corporate leadership at all. So my plan is to fix that, and part of fixing that will be electing a permanent replacement for Goonwafa CEO that is not me, that is not an existing Illuminati member. So it is somebody that actually does. Yeah, thank you, Trey. I'm pointing. You know what I meant. Goons. Anyway, what we're going to do is make it an actual member corp that has a real CEO, just like all the other member corps in this alliance, that isn't just somebody that, holds the spot. That'll be probably the very last thing that I do as CEO is go, hey, here you go. Here's the job. Enjoy the shit sandwich that I just gave you. And that also includes removing all the essay bullshit that's attached to it because there's a lot of that stuff that's there from history. We're not going to go through kicking anybody that has an essay account or anything. It's dumb. But at the same time, a lot of this legacy stuff, every time we've had some type of issue in this alliance, like internal drama, it has almost always been caused by some type of legacy SA entanglement every single time. So we're just going to get rid of all that shit, and this isn't going to happen anymore. We'll make up other reasons to have internal schisms instead of this. Some other stuff that's going on, we're going to talk about this a little bit more at the end, but the harassment stuff is being wrapped up. You saw that it got posted out this morning. We're still working on the forum permissions because, well, the forum permissions are kind of difficult, and we're really bad at IT. So we're still working on that one, but the more important part is the policy is up, And I think a lot of people are going to be happy with it. There's going to be some people that aren't happy with it for both reasons, right? Some people think it goes too far, some think it doesn't go far enough. We can't make everybody happy. And that's half the problem as we've been trying to, when the reality is we need to do what we think is right. And everybody will just either agree with it or not. And that's the end of it. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. Last big thing is cleaning up all the forums. Like, man, there's just so many shitty unused forums and really bad forum permissions that we have in place. This forum permission structure has been a nightmare to deal with. One of the things that we're going to be doing is adding a lot more forum admins because we don't really have any forum admins anymore. We have actual admins that have full access to everything that are going around having to do the forum moderation. So a big part of this whole process will be cleaning that up. So that we have actual forum admins. We already have people that watch Mumble. So those same group will also be watching the forums. They'll also watch Jabber public places. So getting rid of anybody posting shitty stuff there on the spot instead of us relying on reports 100% like we are, it sucks. All right. So that was a lot of the other stuff. The really big, so all the harassment, cancel culture stuff that's going on right now. Again, I'm not going to rehash everything that's been talked about, but we're going to talk about a few of them. So some of the stuff that's been flying around, crazy accusations, a lot of the stuff is utter garbage. It's just made up. Some of it, though, is not. Some of it is 100% true. It really did happen. And when it did, it was wrong. And it didn't matter who does it. So like some of the stuff that got leaked about what Mitten said, some of that stuff was awful. And what's really bad is at the time I didn't think I'm like, I read this and I'm like, man, that's kind of shitty. Didn't really click just how bad some of it was until later when people really made a big scene about it. And that's a problem. And I think that's a core problem that we have had as a coalition and as an alliance is the way that we dehumanize people is just wrong. And I think that stuff like that is it's a huge cause of a lot of the problems that we have been having. So, and I'll use a good example here. The way that Mittens talked about goblins sometimes, oh, he's a Keebler elf, he's elf boy, give me my cookies, that stuff. It was kind of funny at the time, a little bit, but not really, right? And the way that it dehumanizes people to just treat them as a cookie character, it wasn't funny. The way that that attacked people, it proliferated not just the way that we spoke to our outside enemies, it also came into how we discuss things with each other. Just dehumanizing people inside the alliance. And I think that culture has, it's toxic. It's just not good. I don't really like using that toxic word, but it's a great example here. So that's something that we're going to change. We are not going to talk about other people or ourselves like that anymore. I think that that is a huge part of why this has happened to begin with, is we just made it very casual to just, make fun of people for real life stuff. Like, Goblins is short. That's why he was being made fun of that way as an elf. It wasn't because he ran, Mitanni randomly picked something to pick on him about, picking on his height. So, what we need to do is focus on in-game stuff or things related to in-game. Like if somebody gets their fleet blown up, okay, it's fine to make fun of them for that. It's fine to make fun of them for making shitty posts on Reddit. It's fine to make fun of them for their in-game communications and stuff like that. It's not okay to attack people for the way they are in real life or things that are related to their real life that have nothing to do with EVE Online. That's just not really an acceptable way to do things. It wasn't an acceptable way to do things before, but we had normalized it so much that people just kind of overlooked it, or at least some did. So please, when you're talking about our, ourselves or our enemies, please stick to things that are in-game or related, not other dumb things that don't really have anything to do with EVE Online. Because you really wouldn't want people to go through and, pick on your personal life, would you? It's not very fun. I know that other alliances have done the same thing. I can't speak for other alliances. I can only speak for GSF. So one of the things that we have done, however, is reaching out and talking to other people, so other alliances in game. I hope this is something that we can get going, is we speak with other alliances, and if our members are, doing this type of thing to theirs or vice versa, we can stop this. Because I don't think it's right. And I hope that other alliances in the game feel the same way, especially the bigger ones that we are frequently in conflicts with. I hope that's something that we can do. I don't know if it is, but that's going to be our policy going forward. All right, Kaz, that was the list of stuff I wanted to talk about. Do you want to go through some things? Kaz, this is the point where you start talking. Thanks.
Sorry, I had to unmute myself. What do you know? No, I had that done. I just had myself actually muted, so I didn't talk by accident. Can you hear me all right, everybody?
Yep, you're good.
This is, as a matter of fact, a new microphone, different from the one I previously had. Hey, thanks, DBRB. Good to see you. All right, so we have a new anti-harassment policy. If you haven't had the chance to check it out, someone is going to link it in chat right now. I will say I'm wearing a black shirt right now. Maybe that's the difference. So we have to fix this shit. If there is a problem in this alliance where someone is being made to feel like they can't be here, like it's not fun for them to be here, like someone is going to treat them like shit, we want to know about it. And to do that, we have established a new team that reports to the server administrators. It's outside of the Illuminati structure. So initially, that team has a few directors on it, but the majority of that team will not be directors. We've spent some time consulting with your Kremlin representatives, that's your corporate leadership, about who to add to this team, and we're looking for people who represent a diversity of thought and experience and opinion within the alliance, and who have the necessary patience and good judgment. I know those are pretty unusual things to find here, Goonswarm. To really help us with this, the Directorate is good at playing EVE Online, at leading this alliance. We've done it a good long time, some of us, right? I was promoted in 2010. We are not good at making sure that this sort of stuff gets handled, right? That if there is a problem with behavior that's not about the game, but it's about how people are treating each other, we don't necessarily know how to do that, and so we're trying to create a team that can. That is the essence of the policy, right? A couple things went wrong last week. One was that we obviously didn't have a process that was up to snuff for an alliance of this size, for complaints of this sort of nature, where there's potentially a lot of gray area, but potentially not a lot of gray area. And where it's really distinct from in-game rules breaking. The other thing that happened was because that process wasn't up to snuff, it was easy for the autocrat to make a giant mistake and cause the problems that we're having now, right? So these upgrades are necessary for two reasons. One, we're not giving up autocracy. Someone is going to be in charge of this alliance, right? But we have got to do our best to prevent something like that from happening in the future, right? That's what this process is for. And we have to provide a way that everyone knows that if they have some sort of issue within this alliance, if someone treats them like garbage, if someone is hassling them, if someone is harassing them, that they know that they can go and make a complaint and it's going to be seen by a group of people from across the alliance who are not in leadership and who do not have the same motivations that a director has out of the box, but who are instead dedicated to figuring out what to do about this stuff. And I want to say that the what to do is quite broad. We haven't written down an extensive, bullet point of policy with rules about what is what, right? A lot of this is going to end up being a judgment call. We've given them wide latitude to establish their own internal processes, how they work, what judgment calls they want to make. If in fact they decide that there are a few people that they're going to blacklist, that's what's going to happen. I sort of predict that there will be relatively few of those. But what we have empowered them to do is require specific performance of people. That means they might ask you to apologize. They might ask you to pay a fine. They might ask you to fix your shit somehow. I can't predict necessarily, right? We're just gonna have to see what happens. It depends on what they think is appropriate. But that is the idea here. So we worked a lot on this with the Kremlin reps. We don't have the list finalized, although I hope to have that today. We're also working on the forum IT stuff, like Dadge mentioned. But that is the basics. I guess I have one other comment. My corporation was apparently one of the first to join Condi after Mittens took power. And what I experienced here was sort of crazy. I didn't realize it at the time because I expected the alliance to be functional when we joined. I didn't realize when we joined that it was down to 30 people in fleets. I understand those words now and what they would have meant in 2010 when Mittens became CEO, right? But what I experienced was that the Alliance always took care of my people, the people I cared about, that I came from a different video game with. And what I want to say is that my assessment of the situation is that the whole directorate is committed to the same thing today. And that if you're sitting here wondering what's going to happen next, I hope that it's pretty much a lot like what happened before, and that we continue to be successful, and I know they're all committed to that. So that's my pep talk. Question time. Go for it. Yes, Killer Co., that's the way it works. Lauren, so the reporting policy, its specific handling procedures will be in development once this group is solidified and meets. If they develop a playbook and part of that they want to be public, that's going to be up to them. The only thing that we're establishing as a policy is that the list of names is public, right? So you know who's going to see a complaint if you happen to have one, and you know who's going to be talking to you if someone complains about something you did. We did reach out to a couple different people, not an extensive list yet, but we did reach out to a couple hostels about the policy specifically and ask for feedback. We're sort of holding our fire on the rest. We'll see how things evolve. We wanted to obviously have this conversation on the fireside first about that sort of stuff. Looking at other questions, I'm not very good at swim test. So ultimately, this group, the only people who could override them are the server IT administrators. That's not the goal. That's the banhammer we're using to enforce this, right? What is intended is that if this program overall is not working, that the directorate and the Kremlin are going to assess that together, and it'll be part of a broad evaluation, evaluating multiple incidents, rather than that sort of, you know, veto thing. That's not the intent. And yeah, sorry, please don't ask questions in Mumble Chat. If you're putting stuff in Mumble Chat, I'm not seeing it. I'm just as bad as the last guy. Let me take the Cultural Revolution question that Arza asked. I pointed this out on Talking in Stations earlier, right? The Cultural Revolution we had back in 2012, 13, 14, 15-ish was way, way bigger than what we're talking about here, right? You know, that stuff that we had to do then was to take the whole alliance that was full of a ton of ironic edgelord racism crap and prevent all those people from actually turning into racists when Gamergate happened, right? That's a very short summary, but that's what we did, right? This, you know, we don't have that kind of problem anymore. And in fact, I don't think we have a systemic harassment problem. What we do have is a credibility problem. We need to be able to promise to the line member that if there is something that happens, that their complaint will get looked at, that we'll be able to prevent this in the future, even though we screwed it up just now. Do I think we're going to see a ton of complaints in this forum? I hope not, right? I really don't think so. But it's possible that we will uncover that there have been more of these things than we thought, and that is exactly the point. They bully us and call us woke swarm, we'll just have to shoot them. Well, that's up to the beekeeper's discretion as far as what to publish, but the basic assumption is that everything remains private, right?
So, Kaz, to add on to that, one of the things that I posted about in the Q&A thread that somebody suggested was doing a regular roundup of, hey, here's how many complaints were handled, here's how many people were, you know, here's how many, you know, things happen as a result of that.
Oh yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think doing something like that quarterly, and then also incorporating that with some other, you know, some other stats that we could publish is
sure.
Probably a good thing to do going forward.
Yeah,
we'll see. We're not going to reveal specific things that happen. Us, you know, when people post this stuff, they expect it to stay private, and we intend to do that. But we will try and get some stats out that show, hey, we actually are doing something. It's not just us, you know, smoke and mirrorsing everybody.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yes, we chose the name Beekeepers. It had the name Alliance HR for so long that I got upset and we picked a cute name. I don't know who to credit with that. It wasn't me. Try it, Sky Enzo. Just type kick ASCII in the chat.
Will we get the types of offenses? I honestly can't answer that yet because this is so new, right? We don't have exact answers to everything yet. Also, good job actually typing kick ASCII in chat. You're a genius.
It never gets old. Bingo has not come back yet. There will be bingo only once there is a new permanent executor, right? No bingo yet. That's for the big cheer, right? We that is exactly why it's disabled right now, Heidi. We're messing with that to make sure that is fixed.
Yeah. Heidi, do you remember when I mentioned earlier in this discussion that we were still working on the forum permissions? Well, now you know exactly what I was talking about. It's still buggy. We're working on it.
We thought we had it down. Yeah. Okay, I'm trying to find other questions that I've missed. Feel free to repeat a question if you seriously are missing an answer. So I'll take Cassidor's question, a Jabber channel for pings. That's not the intent of this. So this forum is for a complaint where you need to register something and it's for an investigation and potential conflict resolution. The Minicom team, the existing moderators, are who you should contact for a live services issue where someone's misbehaving on services. Jabber, Mumble, the forums, right? That's what moderation is for. This is not about fixing a live issue, right? If there is a live issue, it's a moderator's job, or if it's a one-on-one, you should block them and then file a complaint, right? We have not established an alliance code of conduct. Sorry, Dad.
You're good. I think Sniper just mentioned the channel in Jabber or in Elysium. It's a Minicom public. We're going to do a better job of publishing out, hey, here's how you get in contact with active mods. Like, we haven't really said anything about that in forever. It's been pretty quiet. We'll try and make that a more publicly visible thing that we haven't. A couple other questions while I'm talking. Jirai, if you publish that picture, I will ban you from the Alliance. Jay, what steps, if any, will be taken to ensure the new executive can make a good post? Unfortunately, none of us make good posts. Therefore, that would mean that the Alliance is headless forever. So I don't think that works. Sorry, Jay. Marcus, does this mean that Goonwaffle will stop being the retirement home? We can get a PAP requirement. The requirements will be up to the new CEO that I select at the end, but will it stop being a retirement home? Yes, it will. That is the point of the entire process, is to, you know, de-SA it and get rid of all the old people that don't actually play the game, but hang around and make it pretty miserable for everybody else, because that's a big part of why Waffle is a pain in the ass to deal with. What is the new leadership structure viewpoint on Pochvin? It is the same as it has been, Bill. I hate you. No, Apple, I will not be the big boss. I am not taking this chair. I barely want it right now.
We haven't been an SA Alliance for a decade.
Yusitsu, why do baddies need to approve our Alliance policy? It's not about them needing to approve our Alliance policy. The point is to, one, get other viewpoints, which I asked for specifically from a few people. And then also just, I think if we make this more of an EVE culture versus an Alliance culture thing, that I think it'll be better for everybody involved. That's all. I don't need their approval to do anything. I did this on my own. So did the rest of the directorate. But getting some buy-in from other people will help make this a lot easier in the future, so that we don't have to deal with this, because nobody should have to deal with this. This is scrolling so fast I can't keep up. Nace, when are we going back to Declan? Not anytime soon. Would I want the chair if we change the cushion and material? No. Actual useful question. Will we give EU players more love? Yes. So the reason that this has been a very non-EU deployment is Hostiles put a lot of timers into US time zone. So we've been bulldozing them in US time zone. There's a lot of Euro iHubs coming up, so you're going to get some more action. So please stay tuned. I know it has been difficult. Trust me, I'm very aware. I really want our EU people to be doing more stuff. Thematic Chaos, what can we do to help? Be nicer to your Alliance mates. Be nicer to your directors that are doing a lot of work that you will never, ever see. And they will never get any type of, you know, kudos for, because that's just the nature of the job. So just be nice to people, because everybody has a bad day, right? I have bad days sometimes. It's really nice when people make it a little bit easier on me when that happens. Important question. Somebody is interested to know if Matani decided to leave himself or is encouraged to do the right thing by the leadership team. I think it was a combination. There were people going, hey, I'm not sure how to get out of this. And at the same time, I think the weight of what was happening finally fell on him, and he just couldn't handle it. You know, one day we were talking about, hey, maybe we make some changes around things like Goonwaffa. The next day I woke up, went to work, back for lunch, and I was CEO. I wasn't even here when it happened. So that's just what happens. Yeah, Kalanthi, I think that's important too. You know, it should be nice when you see people doing really, really screwed up things, tell them to knock it off. You know, I tend to not do that sometimes because I try not to be the person out in front. That's not really where I like to be. But yeah, when you see people screw up, tell them they screwed up. And it doesn't have to be super confrontational.
Yeah, let me answer Francois's question. I mean, I think we avoid that just because we're a very diverse place. It's not all American. It's not all Euro. There are people from all over. And we're putting a team together that is not based in a certain type of IRL politics, right? It would be a concern. And if that's something we start to see, Right. You know, that's going to come out very quickly. This is not something that people will be able to hide. Like, if this team themselves starts to be misbehaved, that's going to be obvious very quickly, right? I don't think I'm concerned about that, just with the size of it and the viewpoints involved. But it's pretty hard to push a particular viewpoint with that number of people.
And that's something I'm also interested in, too, is I do not want this to swing the other direction to where anybody that says anything that's even remotely negative just immediately, oh, we got to report this person. That's not okay either, because that's some of what we've seen in the past few days, right, is it starts going crazy in the other direction to where anybody that says anything negative is getting, you know, getting airlocked. We don't want to do that either. That's just as far, just as bad as what's been going on. So, yeah. The other thing I would talk about is, you know, we have a bunch of threads up right now for various things that have been, you know, people have been posting their thoughts in. Some of them have been very legitimate, and we appreciate your feedback, even if it is negative feedback. That's probably more helpful at this point. But what we're going to do, and what we have been doing, is we have to stop the crazy going after people that's going on right now that has no basis in reality. You know, I think most of the people that are doing that have either left the Alliance or been banned at this point. But what we're going to do afterwards is a lot of what's been talked about here is going to be put into text. I'm going to make a post on it. We're going to leave that open for people to comment on. We're going to close all the other ones. And if you have some constructive feedback, we will listen. I'm interested in hearing it. I'm not interested in people going after other people for, you know, for whatever reason. That's not really your job to do. There's a complaint forum about harassment. If you've been harassed, post in it. Otherwise, we need to stick to, you know, getting the Alliance back on track and not tearing each other down, which is some of what's been going on recently. Answer a few more questions. Any decision with respect to players who left in response to recent events come back to GSF? If people left and we didn't ban them because they were doing stuff like, hey, I have joined 10 characters into, you know, Deepwater Hooligans, but I still have one in GSF and I'm keeping it to post. People did that, they were probably banned, and they're not really welcome back. The people that just quit the Alliance and they like what they've seen and want to come back, I have zero problem with them coming back. It's not like you quit and, oh, you're banned forever, you can't come back. No, if people left, they're perfectly fine with coming back.
We don't even know who all of those people are quite yet. It's been a really busy week. Please come back, right? Like, yeah. But there is a very short list of people who have eaten bans really for either extensive shitposting or real, like, one person was defacing the wiki. There were a couple others that were causing real trouble. You know, it's not like those people can't potentially appeal to whoever the new big chairperson is. I wouldn't count on it.
Yeah. So an extension of that that's been asked a couple times is, when I say no unbanning, do I mean no mass amnesty or specifically no unbanning for those people banned in the last few days? Both. We are not going to go and unban people because they were banned 3 years ago for something. Like, that's just not going to happen. And the recent bans, we'll look at them if somebody really wants to, but the reality is if they were shitposting or they defaced the wiki or they did some other, you know, stuff that would have been a perfectly bannable offense 2 weeks ago, then, yeah, that's not going to get undone. Yeah, they're just going to stay banned. All right. Marine, when will Munins be brought to GE8? Never, because I know that it bothers you immensely, so I will never do it. Other questions? Big Cherry gets filled with a leadership style of the Alliance likely to change. I would say that things are probably going to change because it's a different person, right? No two people are the same, so I expect things will change up a little bit. Do I expect that the Alliance's direction will change dramatically? Nope. I'm pretty certain that's not going to happen because the general direction that we're moving in, I think, is a positive one, both for the in-game stuff and the out-of-game stuff. Yacht fleet win? Never. Unfortunately. Eve Vegas is still a go. Yes, nothing has changed there. Somebody asking about Mitten's personal stuff. No, he is fine in real life. Yes, in contact with him. There is clearly stuff that we still have to transfer from him, so it's not, and that's another reason that he's not banned. There's no reason to ban him because we have other stuff to do, and he's transferring things as I ask him to, and others are asking him to. Am I expecting an imminent threat of attack? Not really. I expect people to do some shenanigans to try and screw with us in Delve. Do I expect serious things? No, not really. I don't think they're capable of serious things. Like, if they were capable of serious things, we'd probably be having this discussion while we're living in, like, you know, Irmalin or something right now. So the fact that we're not, I don't really think they can do anything about it. Kaz, there's a question on war bonds. You may want that one. Any plans to mature the war trials?
No comments on future plans.
I think they were asking, hey, if they want to cash them in, how do they do that? Are they going to be matured sometimes, or can they just sell them on the forum?
Yeah, we don't have any immediate plans. I won't comment on future ones. Right, you should sell on the boards.
All right. Question from Conrad. Will Mitten stay as a member of the Alliance if he wishes to? So I took all of his alts that were in Goonwaffa and DJs, and I stripped them of roles and gave them, in Waffa, I gave them the B role, which, if you can look at roles or titles, gives you absolutely nothing. It's just a stop from you being immediately kicked out of the Alliance without stasis. It doesn't give him anything. That's his choice. I'm not going to ban him. I don't have a reason to, and I'm not going to kick his characters. So if he wants to stay, he can stay. But he's not in Alliance leadership. And nobody's asked this one, but I've seen it pop up a few times, is, oh, how do we know that he's not puppeteering from the background? Anybody that has ever, you know, worked with me at all, if you think that I'm going to let somebody else tell me what to do in the background and I'm going to be their face, you're very sadly mistaken. That is not how I operate. I've said on this recording, said, hey, I will listen to XTTZ because he's Alliance executor, and I will do what he says. There are very few other people that are going to tell me to do something, and I'm required to do it. That's not how I work. So that's not going to happen.
On top of that, he would let you know.
Yeah.
Mittens would not be able to be quiet about something like that.
Yeah, he can't shut his mouth, which is half the problem that we had here, is his inability to control what he actually says and does. So there's no way he would be able to do that in the background and not gleefully let everybody know that it was happening. Why wouldn't I stay Emperor? Well, I think that's part of the problem here, is we have to get rid of some of the 40k stuff that people are, like, glomming onto. It's not a space Emperor. It's just a dude doing a really shitty internet job. I have no interest in doing that job, and I think people need to stop trying to hero worship, you know, people on the internet. That's a big part of the problem. We're just people that do a really bad job at leading other people. That's all we can do. All right, looking for more questions. Coalition, still the same of our activities, status of the war. So we haven't really talked a lot about the war stuff. We're pretty much stomping them every time we have a fight, and most of the time they just run away because they complain about, oh, you have super caps, or oh, you have too many numbers. Well, I'm playing the world's smallest violin for them right now, so they can continue getting all their space taken. So war's going well. I have no concerns there. In fact, that's been the bright spot of this whole thing, is that even while this is going on, we still get 300 or 400 goons in fleet without pre-pinging it. I'm pretty happy with that. Somebody not familiar with me, that is fantastic. I never want you to be familiar with me. That's exactly what I want to do. Is there are other people that are good at talking and doing things for the Alliance, and being the face of it, I have no interest in doing that job. So I'm very happy that you don't know who I am. Let's keep it that way, because I will not be the face of this for very long. What did I do before this? Usually a lot of our military stuff, I am directing that from the background, which is the way I intend to keep doing it after this. Clavis, nobody can make you a better poster, buddy. I am sorry. We're on FRT win. Never, at least for the foreseeable future, until something materially changes. Because right now, we're doing our thing, they're doing their thing. Will you ever see ship posts again from me? Every post of mine is a ship post, unfortunately. First question, will you regrow your beard? It's like a quarter inch long. I don't think it's going to go much longer, man. I'm happy with it being short for now. The question of this not being the easiest subject to deal with, are you the... are those of you who are the most focused to take care of yourselves? Probably not. I think that's something that we're going to have to address. And that's why there's been rotating stuff. Like, you saw me post in that thread for a few days. Then I didn't post for a bit. That's because I took a break. I needed one. So we're kind of rotating the responsibilities around right now so that different people are in charge at different times. And that's probably been the only bright spot of this to me, is seeing how the director team has pulled together. And, you know, nobody had any warning about this. Like I said, I wasn't even here when this happened. You know, I was at work. So seeing everybody pull together to make this thing happen and keep everything running has been fantastic, and it's been one of the few reasons that I was able to keep doing this. Because if everybody just started infighting, I'd have probably checked out. I wouldn't be interested in trying to hold that together myself. So it's been great to see everybody pull it together.
I can't honestly even imagine anyone in this entire directorate acting that way. So I'd never considered the possibility even that would occur, what what he has just described. So anyway, there's the rest of my pep talk.
Important question from Ralph Drake. If Asher is appointed to the big chair, will all doctrines be Kaidi bullshit? If he's appointed to the big chair, everybody will have to register second alts, train them up to haulers, and then carry around all the extra fittings that are required. So hope that doesn't happen. Otherwise, you're all going to double your cost to play this game.
Someone buy a cargo expander BPO.
Oh, I think somebody was actually serious about this. So let me ask this one. Do we think we need one person in charge or is a council out of the options? Please never say that again. That is absolutely terrible. We're never going to be run that way.
We are not FCON.
Yeah. Let's not do that, please. Even right now, there's a reason that like I'm doing the most of the front-facing stuff at the moment, because the war is probably the most important thing going on besides this harassment stuff, is we still have to have somebody in charge. But at the end of it, we need a permanent replacement. So, Alterari, if you say Harperinos one more time, you're banned. Thanks. No, Brisk is not one of the candidates to run the Imperium. He's not even a director in his own corp. He's just a cool dude that I happen to like. And so does a lot of other people. All right, Klexos, you're fired. Thanks. All right, do we have any more serious questions? I like the funny ones, but let's get some serious ones because people aren't going to listen to this later.
There's one. Azale asks, is there going to be an element of choice through elections for the new department? So the beekeepers will be self-regulating, right? The Directorate and Kremlin are essentially conspiring to come to what resembles a consensus on the initial list. This is a horrible way of doing things. After they take over, they will be in charge with the Kremlin's advice and consent of deciding who gets appointed and essentially replacing themselves if someone needs to retire, take a break, or leave of absence. That and how many people they want on the team, that'll ultimately be self-regulating with sort of input rather than oversight. Does that make sense?
All right, some other cool questions that have come up. How long before it's filled? I think I answered that earlier. Next weekend, some of us are going to talk about that. And we'll either pick someone then or decide to delay it one more week. I don't see it going past more than 2 weeks from today. That's probably the latest you're going to see something. I expect it next weekend, though. Mittens is Chikara. Will Mittens still be part of the CSM? He's not on the CSM now. I'm not sure where you got that. He is not one of our elected CSM reps. He never was anytime recently. Okay, important question. How toxic are we talking before people consider reporting? I mean, look, reality is this entire thing is very subjective, right? We can't give you guidelines on how offended do you need to be before you consider it, you know, something you need to report. That's on you. You need to figure that out. And when you report it, other people will look at it and go, hey, is this something that a reasonable person would do? Like, I'll give you an example. Telling somebody, hey, you know, dumbass, please stop bubbling our fleet when you're an addictor. I think that's pretty reasonable to tell somebody. Fling a bunch of racial slurs at somebody for the same thing, probably not okay. But reality is, that's up to you as a person to decide what makes you so uncomfortable that you feel like you don't want to be here and post it, and then other people are going to review it and decide if they agree with you. That's really what's going to happen. Just clicking the report button doesn't mean somebody immediately gets, you know, the ban hammer applied to them. That's not how this works.
Yeah, exactly. Really, the thing that this is intended to catch that we're not good at catching now is if you have some sort of unwanted contact where for some reason someone in the Alliance is hassling you, especially if it's repeated across like multiple instances, if it's something where it's like there's this gray area, but they're making you feel unwelcome, right? Someone calling you a dumbass, that's going to happen. Right, but if someone is hassling you and it's like more than the first time, or they're making you feel like you shouldn't be where they are playing this game, that is what is edging up towards harassment, and that's what we want to hear about. I am confident in the new team to handle that. Drop Admiralis, right? Of course, it's possible that someone could try to abuse this system, and we're going to leave it up to the people we appoint to this to make that call, right?
I'll take this one. Is there a plan to respond to the momentum gathering on SA to kick ban Mittens, or will there be proof in the pudding approach to our public image? What happens to him is not our responsibility, and it's not our responsibility to manage SA. In fact, I would prefer that we just act like SA doesn't exist, because that's really what it is. It's a small forum with a bunch of, you know, frankly, our enemies, whether people that have been banned because they shouldn't be here, or people that are literally in hostile alliances. So keep in mind when you're reading SA, that's what you're seeing.
I'd like to address that for a second. Because I've been posting on there for, well, essentially the whole entire time it existed. And the issue is that you have, you know, goons would talk on, and I mean, Eve goons would talk on our forums, they would talk on Jabber, and they would talk on SA. But then you had people who would get banned or who would get mad about something, and then they would leave. And the only place they could talk about Eve was on SA, and they kept on, you know, those people kept gathering, and you've seen this happen in all kinds of places where there's discussion. You start driving out people who don't agree with you, and that eventually reached a critical point where the people on SA who are posting drove out everyone who is, you know, actually is an Eve goon. And so it's although it is our cultural heritage, it isn't our current heritage, because that has become a harboring point for people who just hate us. And that's why basically the only current goon who's posted there is Atrium, and I think even he has stopped now.
Yeah, so you know, Ash has been there a long time. There's Atrium commenting. He hasn't posted there today. It just, because it's a sad place. That's a fantastic example or fantastic way to describe it. You know, I have a forum, like my forum account for goonfleet.com is from January of 2008. I don't have an SA account. I never did, because I thought it was a shitty place. I just happened to like some of the people that came from there, and I think that the way it's played out has proven that true. So I'd prefer we just ignore it. And if something happens with Mittens getting banned, well, that's on him, and that's on CCP to do. That's not on us. What happened to Hilda? Well, the discussion we just had about, you know, SA being a shitty place that has a bunch of people we don't really like, a lot of their culture was applied here initially. Helldump's a great example of that, where we're just going to post a bunch of garbage. So we removed it, so it's gone. We'll probably do that to a few other forums too, to clean stuff up as part of the forum permissions cleanup. If you want to shit post somewhere, go do it on Reddit. We don't have to ban you on our services for your bad posts. And yes, I'm talking specifically to you right now, Ragnar.
Yeah, we have Space GBS and we have Spy App, right? We have those forums. We just don't have one for you to go and be a deliberate fucking jackass to anyone you feel like anymore.
Helldump was serving a purpose that, like, doesn't really exist anymore. Like, remember, it's made it back at a time when we didn't have, like, mass group chat channels, and forum culture was, like, bigger. So if you want to talk about something, you know, goon-related or have fun goon-related, that is why Space GBS exists. But, like, Helldump is Discord, it's Jabber, it's all the other things now. It doesn't serve a purpose.
Actually, you're the SA guy, but didn't SA have a held up forum they removed specifically because the same things that are happening here with our held up happened on theirs?
Yeah. It's strangely tracking that. Yeah.
Yeah. 15
years ago.
Yeah. Imagine that. So great example of why we're getting rid of this shit that we don't need anymore. That just holds us back. I saw a question, important one, important question from a guy whose name I'm not even going to try and pronounce because I will screw it up. You remember something about shitty emotes being removed? I think we got those. If we don't have, if we miss some, probably talk to your corp directors about it, remove them. I think we got them, though.
Shoot me a DM about those. Kahanas and I did go over those, and we tried to remove them all. We left a couple politics ones that ultimately we didn't want to rule either way on, but anything that is outright, like, bad should be gone already.
Yeah, and a director told me while this was going on that they're compiling a list of the bad ones. So apparently we didn't get them all. That sucks. So yeah, let's please focus on getting rid of that once we get rid of the garbage forums, please. Rocco Saint question, what involvement does CCP have in this? Nothing. CCP is not, to my knowledge, has not contacted us in any way. And I expect that's probably what's going to continue happening, is this is our problem to deal with, because it didn't necessarily all happen in Eve, so we deal with it.
Absolutely right. That's what I said on the show earlier today. For those who weren't paying attention, I did the Lion's Den shtick today. I went on Talking in Stations and talked about this, right? And I said very clearly, this is not CCP's fault, right? Either our stuff or Eve's problems more generally in this respect and the player base's behavior. This is the one thing we can't blame them for.
Yep, it's impossible to 100% moderate every single communication that goes on, so it's not realistic to expect them to fix something either, like, immediately. No different than it is for us. It's just not something you can do. We're just going to do our best to clean up the mess afterwards if we don't catch it live. Speaking of politics, can we ban political bashing comments? I'm not sure there's been a lot of that. Like, Elysium has a no politics rule in the title for a reason. We don't care about your personal politics. Please leave them out. In fact, that's probably a good point. Part of the issues that we've had is people thinking that their personal politics mean they can make whatever comment they want about a subject. And reality is, the whole point of saying no politics is so we don't have to hear that. Please keep that shit to yourself. I don't care what your politics are. And I can tell you, within the directorate, there are extremely varied politics. Not everybody's from the same country, not even from the same continent. And we do not have the same ideas on stuff. And we get along very well, besides occasionally bashing ourselves in private for things. But, like, all the stuff that spews out in the forums and public places, please shut up. Nobody wants to hear your politics.
I'd like to say something about that is like I know politics are very important to people, but you should remember and think about the other person. They also think whatever they're talking about is very important. So that is why we have the no politics rule, because by definition, people think they are important.
Yeah, somebody said Eve politics are exciting. Yeah, please keep it to Eve stuff. I think things will be a lot better if we do that. I saw in Scrollback somebody asked if we're going to change the name of the alliance so that the SA people don't think stuff. Here's the thing. I don't give a shit what the SA people think. This is our alliance, so we're going to run it how we want. And if it's named how it is, well, we're not changing that. It's going to stay how it is. Somebody asked, is this still the Imperial cult? That goes back to the whole, I think people take the 40K thing too seriously. I like the way that Kasnir addressed it earlier and said Imperial citizens on stuff. I think that is a much better way to deal with it. Because I think that viewing yourself as a citizen of our Eve Alliance inside of the Eve context is a good thing. Because what we need people to view it that way.
In the 40K lore, right, the Imperial cult is bad, right? The Imperium turns away from the Imperial truth, and after the Emperor dies, they start worshipping him as a god instead of what he actually wanted. Don't do this. Don't do this.
Everybody say nerd in Elysium, please, because
Thank
that was
you.
some nerdy shit we really, probably still needed to hear anyway. Thank you.
If I could change things, we would do like some Lord of the Ring role play. I just it's much more wholesome,
Oh God, how did I know you were gonna say
but
that?
it's much nerdier than well, no, it's not nerdier. Never
Bro,
mind.
you've read the Silmarillion, haven't you? You've read the whole thing cover to cover.
Oh,
I
I
know
know a
you.
lot about it. I know a lot about it.
Yeah. Yeah, call out. I knew that was coming. All right, last chance for questions on the recording before we go to just answering questions in chat. Okay, important question from Arrow on Waffa stuff. You do not need to have an SA account to be in Goonwaffa. I believe that has been true for some time. It does look up that way, but you do not require one. And we'll be removing a lot of the references to that. I actually haven't talked to the auth person in Goonwaffa since I got to be CEO, but we're going to make some changes on that to make it super clear. No, you do not have to be.
My fleet free fire. Sorry, Madge.
So yeah, you do not have to be the do not have an SA account to post on goonfleet.com within Goons. I do not have one. I've never had one. What happened to the new Goon Wiki project? We had an accident with the new Goon Wiki project to where we deleted the progress halfway through. The server actually blew up that it was on, the old one's on, I think. So we're currently trying to push that through just to get a new one up to move stuff to. No, I don't think it's, we're looking at Confluence, but it's still MediaWiki for now.
If we use Confluence, it'll end up being internal, not for a line member wiki, right?
Yeah, see, Boris is helping do that, so he's answering things in Elysium. Yeah, I don't think the plan is to use Confluence for it.
Oh yeah, we can cover this to make sure there are no rumors. Innominate has formally retired, so that in the if there is an interim thing where you have a goon fucking problem, a rule breaking problem, for the time being, you should escalate that to either the responsible director, like finance for crabbing stuff, or to your Kremlin representative, right? That means IT administratorship has also been transferred. There is a list of server administrators. A couple new people have been promoted. So all of that has already been handled. That transition has taken place gracefully. Rest in peace, Boris Agnon. And is Kate here? Did that happen yet?
I don't think so. We're still fixing a problem there.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're going to kill the recording here. It's been about an hour. Thanks for showing up. We'll keep answering questions in Elysium. There will also be a forum post to help clean stuff up, so you can post there if you have other stuff too. Thank you for coming.
If you're on my fleet, op one.